The Minnesota man accused of the shootings, Chai Vang of St. Paul, told police some of the victims used racial slurs while telling him to get off their property. He says one of them shot at him as he was walking away, then he began firing at them. Peter Yang, the director of the Wausau Hmong Association, hopes the incident will not lead to racial tension.
People are looking at this as, you know, the Hmong community rather than the Hmong individual. And so I'm also concerned about the backlash and the stereotype that, you know, the Hmong community would be facing. Obviously, we feel sympathy for the families of the victims. Nobody wants this to happen.
There have been a few racially charged disputes between Hmong and non-Hmong hunters over the past few years, but none have led to violence. The Department of Natural Resources part-time Hmong liaison officer says he's had reports of 3 arguments over trespassing this year.
I do have a complaint from the Hmong hunter that they went out to hunt, and if they met with some of the Caucasian, sometimes they have been forced out from their property. Sometimes they have the poison gun, tell them you got to lay your gun down.
Ku Zhang says in one case in 1998, signs reading "No Hmong Allowed" were posted on the boundaries of a public forest. The president of a statewide group representing more than a dozen Hmong community organizations has sent a letter to the families of the shooting victims. Zhou Bi Zhang apologizes in the letter for the incident and urges the families to see it as an act of an individual and not a reflection of Hmong culture. He says hunters shouldn't fear each other in the woods. He's also urging members of the Hmong community to contribute to a fund for the families. Hmong leaders plan to hold a news conference on Friday in Sawyer County, where the shooting took place. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.